Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Well, if you're favorite fans of Stage Talk, you often know that in the summertime we have special shows with the performing arts groups in the area, most of them anyway, talking about their upcoming seasons, which typically run from the fall through the spring with an additional summer season as well. Well, Cyrano's Theater Company, subtitled The Eccentric Theater Company, has always got to be something different, don't you, Teresa?
Well, yeah. We like to stand out in a crowd.
Cyrano's Theater Company's season goes from January through December, so we want to bring them on to talk about their new season, which has just been announced. Yes. Teresa Pond, who's also kind of new to Cyrano, she's the new artistic director.
Yes.
This is her first, I call it autonomous season, because last year, Sandy Harper, it was her legacy season, and this is your first season of shows that you have selected. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. 2016 was our transition year, and transition is complete. 2017 is a new era at Cyrano's Theater.
And so Teresa Pond is my guest, and she's here to talk about Cyrano's Theater Company's upcoming season, and also about this is the 25th anniversary, isn't
25th. This is our silver anniversary season. We're calling it a season of celebration. We're going to celebrate everything. We're going to celebrate family, love, greed, peace, a little bit of everything.
You're going to celebrate greed. I like to
kind of start. Well, we thought we'd start with that one.
Yeah,
as
well,
you talked about last week.
Yeah, and last week, if you tuned in, we talked about Money, the play by Dick Reichman, which is currently performing at Cyrano's.
Yes, it is. Opened last weekend.
That was your first show, and we talked a bit about how that was brought back to kind of start off the 25th season.
Yeah, kind of a bridging, because I think important, particularly when you have an anniversary such as 25 years, to honor the history and to kind of, you know, include a legacy of where we've come from. And Money was in the very early years when it was first produced, and it was written by Dick Reichman, and it starred Jerry Harper.
And, of course, Jerry and Sandy founded Cyrano's Theater.
And Jerry Harper and Sandy Harper founded Cyrano's Theater. So we thought that was a nice way to start off our season. You know, one more thank you to the Harpers. I mean, what a legacy that they have left us.
Right. And that show is running right now. Runs through the 12th.
Yes, through February 12th.
But let's go ahead and we talked about that show last week. So let's just jump to your next show opening in March.
Yes.
A play by Noel Coward. We don't see many Noel Coward plays done that often, do we?
We really don't. And I've noticed across the country, he's been coming back in favor. This play is Private Lives, which is a comedy of manners. It is a biting comedy. It is a witty comedy. I consider it in some ways a bit of a painful comedy. You're looking at two couples who meet on the French Riviera, and it turns out the husband of one and the wife of the other used to be married to each other, and now they're on their second marriage honeymoons, and we get to see how all those relationships bash into each other, so to speak, and where love rules.
And you're directing this, so you know all about the show. And when I think about it, when I think of Noel Coward, I always think of style.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, wit.
Wit is. It is. I consider it a language play. Mm-hmm. You are going through the language to learn the humor, to learn the love. And this play, I realized why I was so excited about it. It's watching human behavior at its best and its worst. You watch four people who love and want to love and want to be happy, and how we as human beings kind of get in our own way. And I think Noel Coward writes so brilliantly about human behavior. And then it gets to be very pretty. We're on the Riviera. We're in an apartment in Paris. We're at the late 1920s. Remember, this is an era where it's after World War I. We were looking for a way to have fun and celebrate, and we couldn't quite get away from our dark sides. But we all really want to celebrate and have love. So I think it's like watching four people, like, you know, I don't know, almost like we're in a laboratory watching how humans behave. Which I guess is theater.
That is theater.
Is that theater?
That is, yeah. It's a mirror or a microscope.
A mirror or a microscope.
Both
yes.
At the same time.
I think we have some of that with this. It's great. I've got a wonderful cast. Frank Delaney and Becca Maher are playing Elliot and Amanda, the two that re-find each other and were previously married. Jay Burns and Stephanie Hawkins are playing their spouses.
Wow.
And there's a wonderful standalone comic turn by Daniel Best as Louise the Maid. It's going to be very funny.
Well, it sounds funny already. And that show runs March the 10th through April the 2nd.
Yes.
And it's already in rehearsal. Is it already in rehearsal?
We're just starting rehearsals now.
Okay. I know Becca's in money, so she's got
she's
two
busy.
Shows. Well, going from Noel yes. Coward, who was a wit, to
yes.
Another kind of wit, Irma
yes.
Bombeck.
Irma Bombeck.
At Wit's End, opens May the 11th and runs through June the 4th, directed by Krista Schwarting.
Yes, it is.
Another comedy, but tell us about this.
It's a bit of a bio-comedy. It is a one-woman show with Irma Bombeck talking with the audience and telling stories about her life. We learn a lot about Irma. I grew up loving Irma Bombeck's writing. I would laugh and laugh. She had a wonderful way of helping us laugh again at the human condition. In this case, what's it like to be a woman who is a housewife, who is a mother, who is a wife? What people don't always know about Irma Bombeck is she was quite a force in the women's movement and quite a proponent of the Equal Rights Amendment and for women's rights. And she represented women who were home working with their families. And yet she also was interested in what women could do of their own, like what were their individual passions? What were the freedoms of what they wanted to do outside the home? So I think it's going to be really exciting. And it's a new play. This was written in 2015, and it's written by Allison and Margaret Engel. They also wrote Molly Ivan's one-woman show.
I was going to say, I recognize those names as being another one-woman
yeah.
show. Yeah, the Cyrano's has done in the past with
yeah.
Liz.
Elizabeth Ware.
Liz Ware.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a way, it's a new play, but about an iconic character. And we you know, like with money, we support co-productions. And so we have yet to be titled, but we may have another RKP co-production right before Irma in April. And I'll keep you posted
we'll
about that.
We'll look forward for that. In case you're just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guest is Teresa Pond, who was talking all about their season. We're a third of the way through, so we gotta
go faster.
Up.
Yes.
So the next show is a play also co-produced by
yes.
another company, by Blue Chairs.
Blue Chair Productions. This is a new young company run by Colby Bleicher and Ryan Buwen. If you remember, last summer they did a production called Constellations that was really, really
over
lovely.
Over at Outnorth Theater.
And they were over mm-hmm. Performing at Outnorth Theater. So they're going to be playing with us and doing a production of Seminar, which is a wonderful play by Teresa Rebeck. We're interested at Cyrano's, and part of, I guess, the new era of what I'm wanting to do is continue and expand both, you know, full productions that Cyrano's Theater produces for the community and umbrella with other smaller independent groups to bring more artistic voices on the stage in Anchorage.
And, you know, it seems to me that although we have different theater companies in town here, they all have their own sort of voice. You know
yeah.
when you're going to go see a Blue Chair production.
Yeah.
It was something different.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're so exciting. Colby and Ryan are doing some really, really innovative work, I think. And
mm-hmm.
and we need fresh blood and new ideas and new voices. Ironically, both Colby and Ryan I have also hired as directors for Cyrano's Productions later in the year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So they're going to be busy.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
We don't want to run out of time yep. here. So their next show.
Summer musical that's fairly self-explanatory called The Great American Trailer Park Musical.
The Great American Trailer Park Musical.
Yes. And then in the fall.
Well, let's go. Let's talk yep. about that for a moment.
Oh, okay.
So just look, tell us, we can't just let that hang, the
oh,
Great American
I know.
Trailer Park Musical.
Well, we've got a musical about life in a North Florida trailer park. It is very farcical, very funny. We're making fun of stereotypes, but it's also very poignant. You have a man and woman who've been married for 20 years, and they love each other very much, but they're having some trouble. And the woman is agoraphobic. She can't leave her trailer because of a long lost, losing her son many years ago, who disappeared when he was a small child. And now she can't leave her trailer, and she's trying. And meanwhile, a new young stripper moves into the trailer park, and problems abound from there for this triangle of sorts that develops.
This is a musical comedy after all.
It is, and we have a three-woman kind of a Greek chorus style of three characters that play multiple roles and help tell the story. And it has been a hit everywhere it's done across the country.
I've heard of this show. It is a big hit. By the way, I want to mention the dates. For Seminar, they were June 30th through July the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
for the Great American Trailer Musical is July 21st through August the 27th. It's your big summer musical.
Yeah, we'll do a longer run and see how that goes.
Well, from the Great American Trailer Musical to She Kills Monsters.
Oh, this is our
dark comedy.
I'm so excited. Cyrano's Theater is in a position now of wanting to expand our horizons. She Kills Monsters is a play we hope will appeal to our current audiences and maybe some of those younger millennial audiences that may not always know what's going on over at Cyrano's. This is a play about the world of Dungeons and Dragons and gaming, as told through a young woman who joins the world to learn more about her recently deceased sister who was a Dungeons and Dragons gamer. So they enact these games. And people who know the world of Dungeons and Dragons are going to have a great time. And Ryan Buwan is going to be directing that show.
So do you have to know Dungeons and Dragons to like this
show? You do not at all. You're going to be learning so much about the world of sword fighting and game playing and, honestly, looking at families. Again, it keeps coming back to love and families. You know, we have a woman who's lost her sister and wants to understand her better. Never, you know, her younger sister she didn't know very well. She gets to learn her through her friends and that and this world, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun along the way.
So now the audience doesn't have to wear the little.
No, the audience can sit and enjoy. And I say it this way.
I was gesturing these old things, these virtual reality glasses you wear these days.
I know, and those audience members that might go, I don't know, I feel a little old for Dungeons and Dragons. It's like, well, here's a chance to learn what your kids and your grandkids are doing.
Right. You're right.
It's a new world.
And those dates are September 22nd through October the 15th.
Yes.
So we're speeding right along.
We're speeding right along. Well, next is, of course, one of my very favorite areas, which is Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And I'm directing one of my very favorite plays of Shakespeare.
And this play doesn't seem like it amounts to much, does it?
It's much ado about nothing.
It is much ado about nothing. Another comedy by William Shakespeare. One of this play is so much fun because it really is, I mean, a lot about nothing, isn't it?
It is about how people kind of get in their own way, falling in love.
Right,
and you have a young couple that are madly in love and allow all this gossip and drama to thwart them. And then you have an older couple that are fighting love tooth and nail, but really belong together.
And this has all the poetry and wonderful
wit. And this is certainly considered one of the more accessible of Shakespeare's plays. So if you are sitting there going, I don't always know about the Shakespeare thing, this is the one you want to come see. It's by and large more prose than poetry in the language. And all that means is it's going to be a little slightly more accessible to understand what's coming across if you haven't been to very much Shakespeare. And I have directed this before, so I've already got my skill set ready for the show. And I'm so excited because I think it'll be fun to play with casting. We might play some of these roles older than they normally are.
I was going to ask you about that because oftentimes people will do Shakespeare, they'll change it this way or that way. They'll set it in some other time, place.
Yeah.
So you've done it before.
I've done it before, and traditionally it's often the two couples are both fairly young. I think it'd be fun to see our main couple, Beatrice and Benedict, possibly cast older. We'll kind of see what happens. Mm-hmm. But what if they've been fighting love for decades instead of just a couple of years?
That might be fun.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
I have some actors who are coming to mind.
I have to tell you, with this last fall doing Calendar Girls, we learned how much our audiences and our community love to celebrate people of all ages at falling in love.
Dates are October 27th through November 19th. Teresa, we're in the final lap here.
Okay,
we have
final
two more
lap.
Shows. Fancy Nancy the Musical. Tell us about that real fast.
Continuing our tradition, we started with Pinkalicious, a family programming matinee, one-hour musical based on a popular children book series and directed by Miss Colby Blaisher.
And that runs December.
We haven't solidified our dates yet, but it's basically going to be both of them are going to be in December.
And again, like last year, two shows running in December. The last show is Our Friends, the Enemy. Tell us about that.
This is a new play written in 2015 about the 1914 World War I Christmas truce. So the English and the German soldiers celebrate and find peace instead of war.
I love that story. We got to stop right here. I'm sorry, Teresa Pond. Cyrano's Theater Company season coming up. We'll have you back on to talk about more of the shows later on. Thanks a lot for showing up.
Oh,
and again,
thanks,
until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA and Stage Talk.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.